This I believe. Asse Reynardi is a concert violinist. When he was only 3 in his native Vienna, he would be absorbed listening to a neighbor's violin playing. His parents encouraged this interest and bought him a violin when he was 4. His first public appearance was at the age of 11, when he played between a juggling and a bicycle act in a variety show in Italy. After that, he studied and performed throughout Europe. An American manager heard him when he was 17 and arranged for a tour of the United States in 1937. While he was in this country, Hitler invaded Austria. His parents were killed and his home destroyed. He became an American citizen and served in the army for 4 years. Now, a mature artist with a worldwide reputation, he has played with most of the major symphony orchestras and concertized in Europe and Israel as well. And he is also a recording artist. Here now is Asse Reynardi.
I'm not accustomed to expressing myself in words. Music is my means of expression, and I'm devoted to this way. As a violinist, I strive instinctively for technical perfection and faithful interpretation. And this may be said to be my whole approach to living. I try to be perfect in whatever I do, and I try to adhere to my own interpretation of life, never doing what I don't really believe to be right. This is integrity, not what other people think, nor judging action by standards I have accepted unexamined, but simply by looking into my heart and believing in what I find there. And this may very well be the essence of real humanity. For in the heart can be found all the fundamentals of mankind, the wish to love, the ability to hate, the good that then can make such sweetness of life, and the intrinsic evil which is always threatening. Not only can a personal code of life be worked out from such a knowledge, but also I believe that realizing the weaknesses and strengths of one human being, respect and sympathy for all people emerge. Therefore, humanitarian values incorporate in my philosophy a desire for perfection possible in humanity, tempered by the knowledge of man's flaws. All great art is based on an uncompromising search of the individual artist's heart. Certainly Hamlet is an example of the human soul being searched, and Rembrandt's portraits speak to me of the man as well as the essence of his subjects. And on hearing Bach, I'm reminded of the character of the composer as well as the splendor of mankind and God. My wife was in despair the other day about one of her paintings. "It's so cold," she kept saying, "it's cold." And then I asked her what was her first thought when she started to paint it. She began, "Well, I had an idea." I stopped her. "That's why it's cold," I said. "What you have painted is more a general idea rather than a genuine desire to say what you really feel about your subject." She thought, nodded her head in agreement, and started another canvas, which was much more successful. Art is a repository of truth only because it is originally based on the artist's belief in his own way of looking at the world. Then, why can't life be lived in a true fashion also, with each person acting only as he sincerely believes? Look into yourself. This is surely a plea for individuality, but not in an antisocial sense, for each heart is but another reflection of God's own and the rest of mankind with whom he shares it.
That was violinist Asse Reynardi, who lives with his painter wife in New York City.